This is Ozarks at Large for Friday, September 14th, 2012. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. The 6th annual Ozark Mountain Artist Studio Tour is today through Sunday from 10 until 6. This self-guided tour presents a variety of photography, clay, sculpture, pottery, wood, silver jewelry, paintings, and more. Maps and more information available at ozarkmountainartist.com or at Neighbors Mill in Harrison.
Ahead on Ozarks, pigs. Giant pigs come to the aid of literacy, and Michael Tilley from thecitywire.com talks to Kyle about unemployment, tourism, and the possibility the GOP takes the Arkansas House and Senate.
Plus your chance to win tickets for the Sona concert Sunday and more. First, the Springdale School District will soon have a new building to house its professional development center. The district recently acquired the former Cannon Express building near the intersection of Highways 412 and 265 for a cost of $675,000. Assistant Superintendent Gary Compton says that the Professional Development Center, which provides professional training for the district's teachers, administrators, and classified staff, will move from its current building on Emma Avenue into the 12,000-square-foot Cannon building.
We've got a few things to do in the building to get it ready for people, and we're looking to, in the next several months, kind of begin our evaluation of what we need to do. And then, you know, if we're lucky, we might be ready. Our goal is by January to try and move those people out of our current professional development center into the new Cannon building.
Once the center's old building is vacated on Emma, the district will use the empty space to expand its alternative learning environment. Compton says that the ALE mostly serves high school students who've become credit deficient, have gone through personal issues, or otherwise need a type of learning environment that's different from the one offered at the district's two high schools.
One size does not fit all when you come to K-12 public education. And we always need to remember that. This is our way to offer different programming to students in the school district.
Compton says that the alternative learning programs have been successful, graduating nearly 100 students last year.
As we reported earlier in the week, the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville was ranked by U.S. News & World Reports to be among the top up-and-coming national public universities. The publication also included the Sam M. Walton College of Business in its rankings of the top public business schools in the country. This year, the Walton College was ranked 26th on the publication's annual rankings list. The college tied with six other schools, including Auburn, the University of Missouri, and the University of Tennessee. Among the top public and private undergraduate business schools in the country, the Walton College of Business tied for a 47th place ranking.
Negotiations about ambulance service in Benton County continue. County Judge Bob Kleinard says that the Quorum Court has decided to offer an amount to 8 service providers in the county for service in rural areas.
Last year we appropriated $100,000, and then this year $150,000, and next year they're going to discuss appropriating $300,000. And I've taken the $300,000 and apportioned it to the different providers and sent them a letter and email and asked them to consider this allocation for just 1 year, the year 2013. And so far I've gotten 4 out of 8 of them have given me a positive response, and 4 of them hadn't responded yet, so we'll see how that turns out.
The county subsidy offer has not been officially approved, but the judge says the Quorum Court is expected to discuss it again at budget meetings in October and November. In contrast, Fayetteville-based Central EMS services all areas in Washington County, with the exception of Springdale. The city of Springdale operates its own ambulance service.
The coming weekend will be the last of the season for the fountains at Lawrence Park in Bentonville. David Wright is the director of Bentonville's Parks and Recreation Department.
We'll turn the water off on Sunday night around 10 o'clock, and the fountains won't come back on Monday. And what we will do now is start preparing the facility for our ice rink that will open up in November.
Wright says from his observations, this season has been a successful one at the plaza.
Our numbers, and there's no way to really pinpoint and tell you exactly how many people use the facility, but I think I'm giving you a conservative figure when I'll tell you that our numbers have doubled from what people used it last year. And we thought last year was great, but you would go out there at a random time, 2 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon, and there'd be 200 people out there.
Wright says while weekends bring the heaviest traffic to the plaza, the number of people using the facility declines once school begins in the fall.
A previously closed area near Buffalo Point on the Buffalo National River will be open this weekend for archery deer hunting. According to a release issued this week by the National Park Service, the area within the park boundary and to the west of Buffalo Point Campground and north of Highway 14 has been closed to hunting for several years. But because of a noticeable increase in the deer population in the area, the Park Service has decided to open the area to deer and feral hogs. Hunting is limited to developed areas, and all Arkansas Game and Fish Commission regulations do apply.
Tonight, expect overcast conditions with a 40% chance of rain and thunderstorms and a low in the upper 50s in northwest Arkansas, and a 50% chance of rain with lows in the mid-60s in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, overcast conditions will continue with a 40% chance of thunderstorms and highs in the lower 70s in northwest Arkansas, and a 50% chance of rain in the Arkansas River Valley with a high near 80 degrees. Tomorrow night, expect overcast skies with a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms and a low in the mid-50s in northwest Arkansas, and in the Arkansas River Valley, a 70% chance of rain and lows in the mid-60s.